Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former All-Pro receiver, filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Hope you're getting your Tuesday off to a good start on this holiday week. And TJ, I know you're feeling good because you're former team, the Cincinnati Bengals, the team that drafted you, the team you were an All-Pro for, they're rolling.
Man, the Bengals, we saw good.
Joe Burrow threw for 525 yards. When TJ was watching that game, he ran out into his front yard hoping one of those passes would come his way.
They still threw on the ball.
Right? That was crazy. I mean, come on, TJ. But the Bengals look good. But in the AFC, there's another team that's red hot and playing good football. Earlier this year, they lost 7 games in a row, and now the Miami Dolphins, don't look now, they've won 7 games in a row. They beat the New Orleans Saints 20-3. They increased their record to 8-7 on the season. Their final 2 games are against at Tennessee and then against New England. So they got 2 tough games to close out the year. And I know 20-3 wasn't that pretty. New Orleans, they don't have any quarterbacks. They had to start
Ian Book.
Right. Who was what, their third string quarterback? Didn't play really well.
Really, their fourth string, huh? If you say Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, you're right. Fourth string. And the Dolphins got a pick six to start the game, so that helped out. But the final score was 20-3. And TJ, I want to get your assessment, but I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not buying the Miami Dolphins. Not one iota. Not one scintilla. I looked at their wins, and I'm not impressed. Other than a win against Baltimore, which I will give them back on November 11th, 22-10, they beat Houston, the Jets twice, Carolina, the Giants, and New Orleans with a four-string quarterback. To me, the Dolphins are a dented can of tuna fish at the supermarket. They're not.
Hey, you get
top
that
dented
can, you're like, oh, let me go get another can. But you know what?
Am I wrong?
To a certain degree, you are, and I'll tell you why. In the National Football League, there's going to be you need to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and for the most part, the good teams do that. But it's hard week in and week out to win seven games in a row. Even harder to lose them. And you look at it and say, how did this happen? They played the Tennessee Titans this Sunday. I believe they're going to win that game. They don't have Derrick Henry. The Dolphins, it's what we talked about when we were speaking of the Lakers. One thing we know the Dolphins are going to do, they're going to play defense. They're going to play defense. Their defense is going to keep that team in every single game they play. It's going to come down to the last game of the season against the Patriots. Tua is playing good enough. I believe he can
be
better.
I'm glad you said that. I want you to finish your point, and then I want to get into Tua because, you know, it seemed like they were up in the air on him, and we'll get into that. I really want to get your breakdown because the numbers aren't eye-popping, not at all. But go ahead.
No, they're not. Team. When you watch them, and just specifically the game last night, Jaylen Waddle is having a fantastic rookie season.
Right, he's approaching the record by Anquan Boldin.
That record is good as broken. It's over. It's going to be his record. Very rarely will we see a rookie do what he's doing, but Jaylen Waddle was one of the most explosive players to come into the league in a while. They're treating this guy like he has no – everything they throw him is something short. He doesn't really get down the field. And so they're going to have to find a way that they can create chunk plays with what, because Waddle can get down the field. Waddle is an explosive, fast athlete. I mean, it's literally, he's probably averaging 9 yards a catch. And so they have to figure out a way to get explosive plays in this offense. They have to figure out a way to run the ball a little more effectively because, in essence, they're using Waddle in a short passing game as an extended version of the run. But they're doing what they got to do. I don't care who it is. Beat who's on the schedule. If you do that, you have a chance to make the playoffs. They have that chance. It's going to come down, in my opinion, to this last game of the season against New England because I believe they should beat the Tennessee Titans because that defense and Brian Flores will get the job done.
See, I just have, when you look at it, during the seven-game losing streak, they lost nothing they lost to good teams. So when I look at Tennessee and New England as teams with good records over 500, which I consider good teams, I don't believe they're going to win those games, and the streak will be over, and it'll be because they weren't able to beat the teams. I hear you. Gobble up all the bad teams, and there are a ton of bad teams in the NFL, but that's not always going to get you to where you want to get to because
I mean, they
ultimately
you've got
to beat some good teams.
I mean, they lost to bad teams. They lost to the Jags. They lost a heartbreaker to the Falcons by 2 points, and so they've lost – you wouldn't consider playoff teams, really.
But they lost to Buffalo. They lost to Tampa Bay.
Hey, that
Buffalo again. They lost to Indianapolis. They lost to the Raiders when the Raiders were playing better in the beginning of the year. So I'm saying their losses aren't shocking to me. And they did lose to Jacksonville. That was the really
the loss. The Buffalo loss and the Tampa Bay loss. Those weren't losses. They got slaughtered. All the other losses, at least the game was somewhat competitive. The Raiders game is a 3-point game. The Colts right. game, it was double digits, 27-17, but that was still somewhat closer. But to lose to – you don't make the playoffs. You look back through the schedule and you say, ah, we lost to the Falcons and the Jags back-to-back. That shouldn't have happened. And so they got to rolling. Once the Bills beat them for the second time, this is when they've gone on this seven-game win streak, starting with the Houston Houston Texans was that get-right medicine. So they played Houston. Oh, they got right. And they've been on a roll ever since. But there's gonna be some games where this offense is going to have to carry them. And are they going to be able to do that? Can Tua, with the game on his back, say, I got you? And that's the unknown.
No doubt. And I do want to talk about him. I was going to say, I remember with Waddle having a chance to break Anquan Boldin's rookie record, but I actually covered the first game that Anquan Boldin ever played. Do you remember that game, TJ? It was against the Lions, and Charles Rogers was played in that game too. That was his very first game, and if I remember correctly, I need to find the stats. Both of them caught for over 200 yards, the late Charles Rogers. Really? Do you remember that? Both and Charles both had 200 yards receiving in their very first game.
If that's it, and I guarantee both teams walked away like, oh, we got our guys.
Can you believe that? I know. Hey, Jay Stu, find that out for me. I'm almost positive. I covered that game in Detroit. It was the opener of the season. But tell me about Tua. You said, and you just said it, he has to play better. He's played okay. He's played good. Are they set with him? Would they make a move? Or is he still not completely the answer? Because last year they were jerking him around, and I got the feeling like they weren't all the way in on him. Where's Tua for the Dolphins?
It's hard, man. I think Tua is a good player.
See, you hemming and hawing, that tells me that you're not sold. I'm serious, because you wouldn't be hemming and hawing.
No, Tua's accurate, but a lot of it – coaching in the NFL matters so much, Rob. It's the one sport where, like the NBA, if you got great players, you're going to win. You're a great coach. Like, just call it what it is. If you got the best players in the NBA, you're going to win. Oh, you're
a
great coach.
No doubt.
In the NFL, coaching matters, man. And not saying that Tua's not getting the coaching. What I'm saying is the play calling, the understanding of what the defense is trying to do to you, and so you understand why each play is called because what the coordinator is expecting. And I think people gloss over that. Like, I played with Cincinnati for so long, and then you leave and you go to other teams, and you get an understanding of, oh, it's a really good coaching staff. Oh, these guys aren't that good. Just from the experience of being with different coaches, everybody's not a good coach, man. And I'm not saying that that's the case. I would like to see the Dolphins get down the field more, run the ball a little more effectively, because you cannot continue to rely on this defense. And can Tua be that guy? To answer that question, honestly, I would say I believe he can, but I'm not sure. Like, he makes some throws. Wow. Like, that throw to Mac Hollins last night was a great throw. It was a great catch as well. But everything is short pass to Jalen Waddle, 10-yard out to Jalen Waddle, shallow crossing to Jalen Waddle, shovel pass to Jalen Waddle. And they're getting him the balls in creative ways. But you have to be able to get chunk yardage in the NFL. And so can he be that guy? I believe he can, but I'm still uncertain.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, coming out of college, we deal with the injury, but he was a great college player. People had high hopes for him. They thought he was the next thing. And there's so many other young quarterbacks. If you look at Tua, doesn't even rate, right? When you talk about, if I would have asked you the top five young quarterbacks in the league, you're not even mentioning him.
No. You're going to go Burrow, Herbert, Lamar. Josh Allen, Josh Allen is technically still young. I mean, if you go on the first contract still, no, because it's Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert. You might throw him in there, huh?
You think so?
It's possible. Quite. I mean, it's possible. It's possible that he can get in there.
But he's definitely at the bottom of that list, even if you put him there, because, you know, the talk is about, of course, Herbert and Joe Burrow and whatnot when you talk about these young quarterbacks. Yeah, I get the Dolphins, and I'm not trying to discount. You said it. Winning in the NFL, there's only 17 games this year. You know, it's hard to win in the league. I get it. But I do wonder, and I always question teams that don't beat good teams. Like you know, that was my knock on the Rams and Stafford, right? When they had the dry patch, what happened? They played some really good teams and defenses, and what happened? Remember, they were off to a 7-1 start. Stafford's the MVP and all this. Look at his numbers. And then what happened? They play better teams, and then all of a sudden, they lose. And it's pick sixes, and you start to look at teams differently. Am I wrong as far as it does matter who you beat if you're trying to get somewhere? If you're just trying to play out the string and lose in the first round, if you're getting the playoffs because you can't beat good teams, I just wonder. I take into account teams that you beat. I think it matters. It tells me more about a team.
Now, when you beat good teams, obviously you feel better about yourself. The coaching staff feels better. But at the end of the day, you got to beat the bad teams as well. But the good teams just gives you that confidence. Like you go beat Green Bay, you're going to feel real good about yourself. But the key is, when you beat Green Bay, are you satisfied?
Right.
Or do you want more? And that's the key. And it's the motivation of the coaches. It's the self-motivation of the players. There's so many things that go into this. Like, Rob, when I was playing, it'd be so crazy, man. Like, Tuesday was our day off. So guys would go out on Monday. And I'm not a drinker. But when I tell you, guys would get loaded, and they'll get loaded on Monday, Tuesday.
Is that right?
What? And I'd be like, how are these guys practicing the next day? I mean, dude, I've been in teams where guys would be so drunk, they drive straight to the stadium and sleep in the locker room, get there like 3 a.m. because they know we got meetings. Don't even go home. Wife probably like, where he at?
Right.
Don't go home. Go straight to the stadium. And people think I'm talking about when I played for the Bengals. I'm not. I'm talking to other teams.
Right. And it'd be like, they would be like, okay, sleeping it off at the stadium, getting ready before practice. Before
Rob,
practice.
4 hours of sleep. 4 hours of sleep. And guess what? Get out there and practice. They, you know what, off. Practice. And I'm like, I don't know how they're doing this. I'm getting 8-9 hours of sleep without no alcohol. And I'm practicing. These dudes are getting 4 hours of sleep, and they were drunk the night before. And so it's so much that goes into this that if you're less than full strength, it's hard. But it has to be an effort of coaches, players, and everybody on the same page wanting greatness. And I looked that up. Anquan Boldin had 200 yards against the Detroit Lions.
Did you find
Lions.
That? Yeah. What did Charles have?
Charles, he had 4 catches for 38 yards.
Oh, what? I thought they both.
Joey Harrington was only 17 for 30 for 195.
I knew there was, but what did he have? 3 touchdowns, Charles Robinson?
Charles Rogers had 2 touchdowns.
Oh, 2 touchdowns. Okay. I remember that game by Anquan Boldin. I'm talking about a rookie. His first game, right? He had 200 and something yards. I remember
man,
that saying.
10 catches for 217.
Which is crazy. You remember what you had in your first game in the NFL?
My first game in the NFL, I do not remember, but I'm going to guess and say I was inactive.
You were inactive, man, right.
Them first 3 years, Rob, it was right. Walk into the locker room. Let's see if I have a jersey on my shoulder pads today where I'm active. Them first 3 years was
You walk in. How heartbreaking was that when you walk in and there's no jersey there? You're like.
Early on, it's heartbreaking. And then you start to realize, like, during the week, like, oh, I'm not really getting reps. I'm probably going to be inactive this week. And so, like, it was different in Cincinnati, right? We didn't stay in a hotel my first couple years. And so guys would go out Saturday night, like go out into the club, be out till 2 a.m, 3 a.m. We got to be at the stadium at 11.
Right.
And so you, if you're like, oh yeah, I'm not getting no reps. I'm going to just go ahead and go out. And we didn't stay in hotels, so we just left the house. We're all young. The whole team was young. I mean,
right.
You got to understand, Peter Warwick and Ron Dugans were drafted the year ahead of me. So our entire team was young. So, yeah, man, right, wrong, or indifferent. A lot of guys, we were out in Cincinnati, man, the night before the game just having fun. And if you were active, it was just get out here and play with little to no sleep. Wow. I wasn't a drinker, so I was good. But sometimes you'd be out there tired.
Yeah, no doubt, being out, hanging out all night. All right, so this is it. We do want to hear from you on this Dolphins. We just said it, the first team in NFL history to have both a 7-game losing streak and now a 7-game winning streak in the same season. It just feels kind of weird. I think the Dolphins are fraudulent. I told you, a dented can of tuna fish to me. But TJ's buying into them. He likes what the... Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
He sees he's not going to poo-poo, right? They're winning. They've won 7 games in a row. So TJ's cool with it. I just don't see them going anywhere. Home dinner, maybe a show, but winning, making the playoffs, winning these last 2 games, I'm not buying it. Where are you? 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number. 877-996-6369. If you want to chime in on the Miami Dolphins and who's got a better bead on them, is it TJ Houshmandzadeh or myself? It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in. Your phone calls next. 877-99 on Fox. Stick and stay, America.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio on your Tuesday holiday week in between Christmas and New Year's. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former All-Pro receiver, filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Talking about the Dolphins, they get a win last night against the Saints and their fourth-string quarterback. 20-3. They've now won 7 games in a row. The first team in NFL history, the National Football League, to lose 7 games in a row, and now they've won 7 games in a row. Trying to make a playoff push, got 2 big games left. I'm not buying them. They're fugazi, fraudulent. TJ, he's buying them. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on? Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, if I'm Rusty and Donnie Brasco, I don't know if I can take that analysis that the Dolphins are fugazi. I got to take another look based off of the fact that, listen, this is a team that's 8-7. They're only 1 game behind the Patriots and the Bills. And for me, here's what it comes down to. I'm calling from the Cape, from New England. In 2019, the Miami Dolphins came into Foxborough and beat a Patriots team that needed a win to get a first-round bye and to be in Super Bowl contention. That Patriots team had Tom Brady as their quarterback. Dolphins came to town, a game that nobody thought they can win. They won that game. The Patriots had to now play a first-round game against the Titans at home. We know what the result of that was. They got hammered, and that ended the dynasty. So
I remember that game very vividly. I remember when the Dolphins,
And you remember what happened opening weekend this year?
The Dolphins, well, they always play the Patriots tough, right? No?
Yeah, and they beat them. And so does Brian Flores really have an understanding of what Belichick likes to do? Players, you still got to go out there and execute, but they can win this Tennessee game this Sunday.
Well, the point might be moot if they lose to Tennessee, right? At Tennessee.
Yeah, without Derrick Henry, Julio Jones in and out of the lineup with the hamstring.
How are they winning, Dolphins, though? They're still winning, though, the Titans? They haven't gone away, have they?
No, but the Dolphins are good on the outside. When I'm talking corners, you got Byron Jones, you got Xavier Howard. They can contain guys that want to throw that ball just because of what they have in the secondary. It's going to be an interesting game. It could be a make or break game for the Dolphins if you look at it. Got another caller, Sam in El Paso. You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio. Sam isn't there. We're going to go to David in L.A. You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays to you both. I'm a diehard Dolphins fan from Los Angeles. TJ, I hope you're right, but I'm a realist. I'm just looking at the last seven teams that were beat. The Jets twice. They're not good. Obviously, Cam Newton's Carolina Panthers. Forget about them.
Right. Texans. They beat all bad teams. The only good win was against Baltimore, David. I'm
come on, David. You
got
to have some faith in your team, David. How I got faith in your team and you don't, man? What's going on?
TJ, I hope you're correct. I also want to say something about you, TJ. You are a personal inspiration to me. I'm a Persian American, Iranian American, and to see in the NFL your last name on your jersey all those years when I was growing up, as a success in the NFL, you really were an inspiration to me, and I just wanted to say how much you mean to me.
Man, that's
awesome. I appreciate
awesome.
You, man. Thank you.
That's awesome, man. Do you get that, TJ?
Not okay. Often. Sometimes I don't really see, my dad is Persian.
Right.
I never met him a day in my life. I'm a junior, and so when people see my last name, I believe it's common in that the Iranian culture. But I've never met him, man. Never met him. It's crazy. I can tell a long story about how I first talked to him when I was probably 28, 29 years old.
Wow.
But, yeah, we've never met in person. But I don't get that often, but I do see people that are Persian and they do you speak Farsi? And I'm like, nah.
And you're like,
You remember Dahani Jones, the linebacker?
Yes.
From
Yep.
Dude, we're playing him and he starts speaking Farsi to me and I'm looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about? And he looks at me, he's like, you don't speak Farsi? I'm like, nah,
like,
bro.
No, I don't. I got the last name, but I don't speak it.
Man, he was speaking it like I knew what he was talking about. And I finally had to ask him, like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? I had no idea. And he was shocked. He was trying to teach it to me during the game. But, yeah, I appreciate that, David, man. Thank you, bro.
We got 877-99 on Fox. Yep, go ahead.
Rick in Fort Lauderdale, you're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you. Bro.
Yes, Rick. What's up, buddy?
Bro.
How are you? Yes.
You used to be our biggest ally, especially when we used to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. What happened to you?
Hey, Rick, you know what? I love the Dolphins when they were doing that. There's no doubt about it. They used to give Brady and the Patriots the business. Rick, I just can't get with the winning streak. I'm looking at who they're beating. It doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't feel that good.
Rob, you beat who's on the schedule. TJ said it right. This is the NFL. This isn't college football when Alabama's playing, you know, the ladies of the poor. This is the NFL, okay? And, by the way, those Texans teams that you mentioned that we beat, they hung 41 on your L.A. Chargers. So I don't want to hear it. But, TJ, I want to go back to your comment about Tua and Waddle. And I agree 100% with you. We have a Ferrari, and we're using him as a pickup truck. But the reason is our offensive line is so bad that Tua doesn't have time to throw downfield. But you're absolutely right. We need to get downfield and Waddle, but he just doesn't have the time. And the running game, we ran a little bit. Finally, we had a great game last week against the Jets. This week against the Saints, it was a big difference. But, you know, the reason Tua can't throw downfield is because of the offensive line. But, Rob, You better come back to the good side, bro. Get off the dark side. Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, Happy New Year, Rick. We appreciate it. He calls the Odd Couple often, Rick. We appreciate you calling here on the Dan Patrick Show, 877-99 on Fox. TJ, let's kick in some more calls.
Ryan in Iowa, you're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. A couple things on Tua. The previous caller said that it was right about the offensive line. But Bruce Arians always said the number one thing you can't teach a quarterback is accuracy, and Tua's got that. I think he's fine with that. I think that the Dolphins need to shore up the offensive line. And the other thing, you look at those seven-game losing streak, Tua was out with ribs. Jacoby Brissett came in and didn't win a game for us. So, you know, we might have got a couple of those games if Tua was
starting. Are you guys going to win? Let me ask you, you winning these last two games, you're going to win at Tennessee and against New England?
Hey, we are, as Dolphins fans, we know Ryan Tannehill. We know that Ryan Tannehill isn't special without Derrick Henry. I think we can win that game. And definitely, New England never likes to come to Miami and win. So, Tom Brady didn't like playing in Miami, and I don't think Mac Jones is going to like playing in Miami. So,
you're saying they're going to finish the season with a 9-game winning streak and make the playoffs. That's what you got?
We already got seven. Why can't we do
two more? Yeah. All right. I got it. All right. Yeah. I ain't buying it. I hear you, though. Hey, you know fan is derived from the word fanatic, so I get it when the fans call up and they're all in about their team. They're going to win every game and make every play and do everything. I'm just not with it, TJ.
Man, they have a great chance. They really do. If they can win this Tennessee game, when you win seven in a row, you know how they feel about themselves mentally. They feel like they can't be beat. Your confidence is on another level. And so much of playing sports is about self-belief and confidence. And they have that right now.
No, no doubt. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Dan Patrick Show. Want to hear from you. Dolphins, I think they're fraudulent. TJ's all in. He thinks they're filet. What you got?
Jay, what you think in Cincinnati? You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, you know what I think, TJ? I think he was a hell of a receiver. At first, he was injured, and then all of a sudden, he was the go-to guy. You would get hit, you would bounce right back up, my brother.
They love TJ in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. I mean, he was great. He broke our heart when he went to Seattle. And
anytime he goes back to Cincinnati, he'll get a Skyline chili dog for free, right?
I broke my own heart when I went to Cincinnati. You know what's funny? I never had Skyline chili, man. All these years there, never had it.
Never had it once? First day, you know, I worked at the Cincinnati Inquirer. I covered the Reds.
Yes, you did.
And you were very good. Man, thank you. My first year there, the first day, the reporters took me to Skyline Chili to have a chili dog my very first day. They're like, you're in Cincinnati now. You got to try one. TJ, I can't believe you never got a Skyline Chili dog.
Never. Rob, growing up, man, you eat so much bologna, Spam, and hot dogs. Once right. I got some money, I stopped eating them.
I don't blame you. Is Jay gone? Are we still?
Man, Jay done.
I just wanted to mention to you, Rob, when COVID was going on, you was really a source of joy to listen to you and your buddy every night. It really lifted my spirits during a dark period in my life. I really appreciated that so much.
Thank you. Chris, one question. That was a tough thing. Go ahead.
One question I just want to tell you, not about the Dolphins. The Bengals, can they win these last two games? They have to play the Chiefs and Cleveland. They'll either make it to the playoff or they'll be totally out of it. Can they go 2-0? The Bengals. Thank you.
Yep, appreciate it, Jay.
I believe the Bengals can most definitely win the next two games. The key this week against the Chiefs, run the ball. Run the ball against this Kansas City team and see if they can stop it.
After they threw for 500, Burrow threw for 525, you're saying the key is to run the football because the Chiefs can't stop the run?
I wouldn't say they can't. The Chiefs have been better on defense. Make no doubt about it. They've been better on defense. The Bengals are an offense. They can beat you either way. If the protection is there, the Chiefs aren't going to stop the Bengals in the air or on the ground. It's how will the Bengals defense hold up to playing the Chiefs offense? I believe they can match up. They're too high. If they can stop the run, if they get DJ Reader back from COVID protocols, and that's going to be the key. Who's going to be able to play? Who's not going to be able to play? Who's going to be out because of protocols? Something that we've never thought about before. that has to go into the thinking of when you pick a team. But can they win both games? Absolutely.
All right, let's squeeze in a few more calls here, TJ. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Patrick in Florida. You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. What's up, Patrick?
Ain't that much, man. I just want to let Rob know that I think the Dolphins are going to actually go to the AFC Championship.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, my. I want. That sounds like a Jordan's bet to me right there.
No, Rob. Mr. Rob, check this out now. Check this out. You have Tua, which is playing great, and you also have Duke Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Which there's a resurgence with him, and he did his thing last night. I just feel like they can win a quick 10, 11 in a row. I really think they can really get in the AFC Championship. And I'm a Dallas fan, too.
Patrick, so, can we put some Hooters wings on that? I come down to Florida, and can we do a 20-piece with a Diet Coke on that bet? You got them in the AFC Championship game?
I'm down. You ain't saying nothing but a thing, man.
All right. TJ, you remember this, right? Remember this. Yeah. All right. We got you on tape. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
We got another caller. Hopefully I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Is it Tourist in Arkansas? You on the air, Fox Sports Radio?
Tourist.
Tourist,
I hear him there. All right, go to Jeff.
Jeff in Lexington. You're on the air, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, TJ Hushmanzada and Rob Parker.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I listened to you there on Evening Q. And
looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Chris Broussard. Rob Parker.
Thank you.
You know that school I talked about that he went to at Cornfield College in Ohio?
Yes, Oberlin College, right in the cornfield, right.
My daughter just graduated this spring from Oberlin.
Wow.
I've been wanting to call you guys and tell you that. But
congratulations. Mazel tov to your daughter. That's great.
Hey, and she did it in 3 years, too, so fantastic. She got the heck out of there. DJ, the greatest pair of hands, one of the greatest pair of hands to ever play with the Cincinnati Bengals. And, of course, we're Bengals fans down here in Lexington. Are you surprised, TJ, that we are so far along this season that we're possibly looking at a divisional championship?
I am surprised. And I'm surprised because of Joe coming off the injury and being so good so fast off the injury. That for me, was and is the surprising part of it. I just hope, fingers crossed, man, that they can keep this like this for a long time. When you have Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, all those dudes are 25 years old and younger, all of them. They have a chance to be good for a long time. That offensive line, young outside of Riley Reiff, the right tackle, they have a chance to be good for a very long time. If they can stay healthy, the Bengals about to take over the league, man, because, like I said, they got good players that are very young and they're playing well.
All right, there you go. Your Bengals talk with the former Cincinnati Bengal himself, TJ Houshmandzadeh. But coming up next on the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio, we're going to talk about teams in the NFC, where they fit in, as we get closer to playoff time. The Cowboys coming off a big win. Cardinals coming off another bad loss. We'll do that and much more. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio on your Tuesday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former All-Pro wide receiver, filling in for Dan and the Danettes. And you can catch TJ on the weekends, on Saturdays, TJ. Plug your show. It is Up on Game, LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, and TJ Houshmandzadeh. When can we hear that, TJ?
Every Saturday, 9 to 11 Pacific time, 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. Every Saturday, myself, LeVar, and Plaxico.
Yes, sir. Up on Game. Fun listen. I was a guest. They tried to beat me up when I was on the show, but it's all good. I enjoyed it.
You and Plex had a nice nice little bet going.
Oh, that one hurt me so bad.
We won't say how that went.
That one hurt me as bad because the Nets were up 2-0 in that series. You remember that? We bet a pair of off-white Jordans, man. I was feeling so good. And Milwaukee came back and won that series. So I paid up, right? Hey, I paid up.
He's given you credit so many times on the air. I don't know if you've gotten word, but he – Plexico is like, yeah, man, Rob is a solid stand-up, man. Sent me my Jordans and everything. He's let it be known. You paid up your debt.
No doubt. I don't play that. If I'm going to bet you, I'm going to pay up. And, of course, you can check out The Odd Couple, the show I'm on with Chris Broussard, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. So you can check that out. TJ, let's look at the NFC and some teams. And where they fit in, I want to get your take on, like, the best four teams. Are the Cowboys in the best four, top four teams in the NFC? And give me your top four.
Absolutely. That's a no-brainer.
They're in the top four. Okay, so give me your top four teams, right? Packers, are they number one for you?
Green Bay would have to be one. Two, three, four, it's a toss-up. It's just... What do you like? What do you prefer?
All right, let me hear you. No, I want to think. I
want to
hear.
You want me to go somebody's one, two, out. Three, four?
Yeah, because
you just
the
want me
Rams,
to give you the
right?
top four?
Yeah, just give me the four team. They don't have to be.
Oh,
exactly
for sure. For sure, the Packers are at the top. And then it's the Rams, the Bucks, the Cowboys. No question those are the top four teams in the NFC. And I don't even think anybody could argue that those are the top four teams. Would you?
No, I'm the only one, I guess, was Arizona has 10 wins, but they're trending downward. And obviously they've lost five of their last eight. What do you make of Arizona? First, tell me about the Cowboys, because they won the NFC least. And let's face it, that division, again, the Cowboys have struggled against some of the better teams. They beat up the Washington football team in ridiculous fashion the other night, 56 points.
So you're saying the Cowboys are the AFC version of the Miami Dolphins?
I'm asking you about the Cowboys. Is this it? They haven't been to the NFC Championship game since, 95 or 6, something like that? It's been a long time. Are they going to the NFC Championship game this year?
They have a chance. And the way they played against the Washington football team offensively, I mean, it wasn't even offensively. It was a complete, total team effort, domination. They have a chance, man. In week one, they lost that game to the Bucks. I believe it was 31-29.
Yep.
But they played so well. And then they go to Los Angeles and beat the Chargers in a tight game. And so I said, oh, the Cowboys.
Yeah, but hey, before you give them credit for that win, the Chargers had two touchdowns taken off the board for penalties and I think two missed kicks. So they won that game, but I wasn't that impressed by the Cowboys that day.
When you went on the road,
okay, see,
traveling in a different time zone, and the Chargers are a good team. They're up and down, but what concerned
they are
me
up
was when
and down that team. I gave up on them.
The Cowboys started rolling. The Cowboys started rolling, and then they scored 9 points against the Chiefs. I'm like, huh? What is going on to this high powered offense?
Right.
And then they lose to the Raiders. You're like back to back Chiefs Raiders. And so you start to get concerned, and then they started to pick. After those two losses, they've picked it up. The Cowboys can beat you on the ground. They can beat you in the air. They can beat you with the defense. They can sack you. They can intercept the ball. The Cowboys are for real.
All right, and the Cardinals quickly.
I'm not
sold. This is the second year in a row they've faded in the second half.
I said this a month ago, Rob. I said it a month ago that I wasn't sold on the Cardinals being the best team in the
NFC.
Even
when they were 10-2, you didn't buy it.
I did not buy it because there's steps that teams normally take with a young quarterback. This is foreign to them, and I look to be right. And they got a tough game. Cowboys and Cardinals this week. The Cardinals lose this, they're going to be real down on themselves. They don't have Hopkins playing.
Right.
And so they have to figure out a way that what's the right balance? Running the ball, passing the ball. How can we win these games? Because the Cowboys have an opportunity for the number one seed if Green Bay slips up.
All right. We're going to talk about more football, but let's – Let's talk about the third hour of the Dan Patrick Show coming up, TJ. We're going to talk Lakers. They play the Houston Rockets tonight. The Lakers have lost five straight. Westbrook have had enough of people talking about him. We're going to hear some sound from Westbrook. We'll talk about the Lakers and their funk, all that and much more in the final hour of the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.